Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
In a world where we hate everything except for the things we love, there's the Low Blow Podcast. So join us every week as me, Adam Z.
Me, Dave Rowan.
And Chris and Naomi.
She might be naked.
I'm naked.
Fill your ear holes with unbiased reviews of movies, TV shows, comic books, anything Florida does, and basically the rest of the internet, right here in the FCF Network. So please check out all your favorite downloading podcasting apps for us, the Low Blow Podcast. Appropriately inappropriate. Ow.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for Drunk at the Movies. We're back on the couch in Drunken Lullaby Studios, and I've got a couple friends here to watch a classic tale from the Old West that is called Blazing Saddles. And Maximo's here, too. We got Freckles in the recliner, chilling out after her car accident this week. Being a trooper, we're going to record a couple episodes a day, have some people over for a bottle share, and this is kicking off the festivities of about 10 hours of drinking. So, yeah, this is the beginning. You'll hear the end, probably never. But joining me on the couch, we've got two old drunken lullabies accomplices. We got Hippie.
Yeah, what's up?
Back in DL Studios, and Problem Child Jake.
Hello, Mr. Hello. Jacob,
we haven't had you over for a while, and you wanted to watch this movie specifically.
Yes, it's one of my all-time favorites.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have a copy of Blazing Saddles, the Mel Brooks classic, I suggest putting it in your DVD player right now, pulling it up on any streaming services available, because we're going to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, and to start out with, we'll go with this one just because it won't fit in the pack. Hippie, what can you tell us about this first beer?
It's a great, from Pulpit Rock, man. It's just a hazy IPA. Had it at the release when I was up there for Morning Delight and grabbed a few to bring home and share with some friends because it's great. It's right up there with all the other New England style. They do a funky crowler can of 32-ounce, or... It's not 32 ounces. Usually they are 32. This one is like a 750.
Okay.
Which I've never really seen.
But and what's this one called?
Rhyme Animal.
Rhyme Animal.
8% alcohol. Canned on 817. Still got that, less than a month on there.
So what you're saying is it's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, says it's... This three-way hot rod is equal parts Citra, Mosaic, and Vic Secret. Yeah, boy. They have a hop after a lingerie store? Isn't that what...
Naughty.
That's not what Vic Secret stands for. Is your cup empty, babe? No? Okay. Well, we'll save some in the can for you. All right, so... Blazing Saddles. Kind of a controversial movie when it came out. You'll find out why a little bit later on.
I never understood it.
Really? When was the first time you saw this movie?
Oh, shit. I was probably 16. 17, okay. Somewhere in there.
Old enough to get a lot of the jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely some humor in this that, if you saw it as a 8 or 9 year old, would probably go over your head.
Exactly.
A bit.
Right. Mel Brooks style humor.
Exactly.
The good stuff.
He's a witty, witty Jew. All right. I'm drinking out of my Ultimate Warrior pint glass because I feel I'm going to have to be in warrior mode to make it through today.
And then pregame drinks today.
I had one. I had an Oktoberfest from New Glarus before you guys got here, but that was it. And I've got a show to do at Narrow Gauge tomorrow. Mm. So
That is really good.
Rocking the narrow gauge. I'm not sure what they call this style of
glass. I don't know. It's not. Yeah.
It's a glass.
It's a glass. And then you brought your own glassware.
I did.
From our friends in, crap, where are they out of? Naperville?
Naperville.
Yeah. Solemn Oath. So we've got the, is that Slim Pickens? No.
I don't know the guy's name.
I know Slim Pickens is in this, and he's a singer. Right now they're just making fun of the Asian people that are making the railroad all the live long day.
Dock that chink a day's pay.
Oh, there's your first N-word of the movie. That's going to be a drinking game. Anytime the N-bomb is dropped, you have to take a drink. You remember this old Negro spiritual.
Good old nigger work something.
Yeah. So, originally, The Pride of Peoria, Richard Pryor, was supposed to be the main character that Cleavon Little here is playing. But apparently they
talk about that for sure, yeah.
He'd be a little too controversial in the lead role for this movie. So they opted to go with a little safer choice with Cleavon Little. I guess he had a Broadway background, so it makes sense that he was singing there.
Yeah.
But Richard Pryor stayed on as a writer. So a lot of the humor in this still comes from Pryor. He's just not the one delivering the lines, unfortunately.
And I couldn't see anyone besides him doing
this. Right.
I think Richard Pryor would be a little over top for this role.
Yeah, I do too. So I think it ended up working out all right. There was a... There's another main character that'll come up later that we'll talk about. It was not the original choice for that role either. Really? So, yeah, it's just things happen sometimes and it works out for the best. Now, Jason, our friend the Bottle Cap Kid, did you know there was a film, a TV pilot based off of Blazing Saddles.
I did not know that.
They watched it on Couch Pilots. It was called Black Bart.
Okay, which makes sense.
Yep, because that was the original name of the movie. Mm-hmm. And they decided to change it. Mel Brooks came up with Blazing Saddles while he was in the shower one morning and thought it had a good sound to it. So they renamed it after they were already filming. So yeah, if you want to see it, The Black Bart pilot, I believe it's available somewhere online. They have the Classically Blue link if you download their podcast. But there was a reason it didn't get picked up. It wasn't Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it wasn't Cleavon Little. It was Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay.
In the role. So
yeah. Richard Pryor didn't stay on to write the script for that.
No.
Damn. You guys also missed two N-bombs that you didn't drink for.
Well, it's more for the people at home. We're going to be drinking all day, so we don't have to do it. But, yeah, for the drunken maniacs at home wanting to... We don't do a drunk at the movies drinking game, but for this movie, we'll make an exception. Uh-oh. They're sinking. Why are they sinking? Wasn't it, I think it was Daniel Tosh that made a joke saying, when I was a kid, I thought quicksand was going to be a lot bigger of a problem as an adult than it is. Because, I mean, literally, it's in cartoons, it's in all these movies. I've never...
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Princess Bride's got lightning sand. It's even faster than quicksand.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Aw. Ain't that something?
Ha ha ha.
Now, have you guys ever been out west, quote-unquote west?
I've been to Utah.
Okay.
I've been to Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado. I've never seen quicksand.
Yeah?
I lied. I've been to Nevada, too. But, yeah.
No. Why'd quicksand. You lie?
Well, I just forgot about that a couple times I went to Vegas.
Just didn't remember.
Yeah.
Vegas is okay. I think if you go, like, once, it's, like, good enough.
Yeah. Never gone. I'm not a gambler, so...
I'm not really either.
I don't spend a penny gambling. I know when to hold them, I know when to fold them. that's when to walk away.
I know when to not run. Just go to Vegas.
Yeah. So I just... You know, when I go to a casino, I usually just play slots.
Yeah.
And I can do that at the Casino Queen in St. Louis. I don't have to drive all the way to Vegas or whatever to do it in...
There are some great shows in Vegas that I've seen.
Like
the Cirque du Soleil shows.
Celine Dion.
It was one of my favorites.
Britney Spears, I think, has a residency there.
Yep. I would really see that show.
That's interesting.
She shaves her head in the middle of it.
Every night.
Like the climax.
He totally just smacked that guy with a shovel.
Yep.
Hedley Lamarr.
It's Hedley.
Played by Harvey Korman.
Yes.
Star of the Star Wars Christmas special. You guys ever seen that piece of shit?
No,
I have not.
It's something. One of our fellow shows on the FCF network, the B-Movie Breakdown, they did a whole episode about it. It is a big... steaming turd of a Christmas special, let me tell you. But Harvey Korman is in it, and he plays like four different characters in it. Bea Arthur is in it, and she sings.
Okay.
It's one of those things that aired once, and it was never spoken of or aired again.
And they found quicksand in the desert. And
all the copies. It's all about Chewbacca's family.
I like.
And there's no subtitles, so it's great. It's just a bunch of that.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. You can find it online. It's only, like, bootlegged. That's the only way to see it.
Do you remember the Carol Burnett show?
Yeah. He was Tim Conway.
Yeah.
He was in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a show that, you know, you'd see the reruns sometimes on, like, TBS or something before Mama's Family.
Yep.
As far as movies, Star Wars 2 goes, I heard that they're pushing the new one back all the way, like, next summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. They, like,
were You're really looking forward to smuggling in some more Bourbon County during the opening show,
and,
huh?
And just, like, barely remembering what happened. We went and saw Rogue One, and I just totally passed out at the end.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I only saw The Force Awakens with you, and I was pleasantly surprised when you passed down a Dixie cup or a Solo cup or something, and I was like, what is this?
It's what they give
people. It's Bourbon County!
Yeah.
It's Star Wars?
I was like, yeah, can I get a spit cup for my chew? And
that's what they gave. See, Snatch. That's a totally different movie.
Snatch?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here, we'll pass this over. You can have that and enjoy.
Did you guys do Spaceballs?
Not yet.
I'm sure that's...
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
By the list, I point at a massive DVD collection
encompasses three walls.
Yeah, that whole first shelf there, that's all movies for this. And there's many other titles yet to be added, I'm sure. To prep, to get in the spirit of the Old West... Freckles and I last night, we watched 10,000 Ways to Die in the West, which is on the shelf over there, and...
I kept calling it 10 Million Ways to Die.
Yeah, there wasn't that many. I think it's just 10,000. But yeah, so we were kind of getting in the Wild West spirit. Back to the Future 3, that'll be another one. Three Amigos, slightly a Western, that's on the list.
Man, that's been a while since I've seen that one. It's a good...
It is.
You know, could probably do, like, Tombstone or something like that.
If you do Tombstone, I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's probably my favorite Western.
Now, are you a fan... Jake, you said this is... One of your favorite movies.
Yes.
I like how they're hanging the horse as well here. What did the horse do? But are you a fan of Mel Brooks's other works, or are you mostly just Blazing Saddles?
I like Spaceballs.
Okay.
Men in Tights.
Mm-hmm.
History Robin of the World.
Men in yes. Tights.
History of the World was good.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be the king.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Producers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein, of course.
I saw that on the Broadway musical version.
Oh, that'd be neat.
They came to the Civic Center, and I took Drew to see that. That mm-hmm. was pretty funny.
I think the only movie of Mel Brooks that I've seen that I didn't care for was an old one called something like Old Chair or Blue Chair or something. And it was shit. It wasn't funny.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You probably haven't.
Okay. So, yeah, we got the saloon, and there's just about three steers roaming around in there.
That was the norm back then.
Yeah. Anal Johnson.
Also,
we'll turn it up here so they can hear the song. And the songs were written by Mel Brooks.
Right. And everyone in the town of Rockridge, their last name is Johnson.
And that guy's name is Anal Johnson. Anal Johnson. What do you think he does for fun? So this is basically like your introduction to the town.
Right.
Little song and dance number with tons of violence and poor horsey. At least he didn't get hung.
Yeah.
Was that a baby? Isn't that thing? Like the little white thing like wrapped up?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that guy's very lathered. They're punching an old lady. She's taking those punches like a champ, though.
She was.
She's like Ali over there doing the rope-a-dope. She's waiting for them to tire her out, and then she's going to unload. So when's the last time you saw this?
Hippie. It's probably been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Got one in there.
Can't even put a number on it.
Yeah, I was telling Jake, it's probably been at least 5 years since I saw this the last time. Because this was in the DVD collection, then I had to thin the herd out. And then now I started the show, and I regret doing that. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them that at the time, I was like, yeah, if I ever want to see this again, I could probably find it or go rent it or something. And sold. Oh, cattle's being raped.
It's a rough city, rough town.
Yeah, rough crowd. Well, Hippie, that was a tasty beverage.
Yeah, that was.
Well, we can change things up a little bit. Let's keep our palates on their toes. Hey, this is a new cap for me.
Hey.
It's an Italian ale. Brewfist Italian Ales. Is this actually from Italy?
I have no clue.
I mean, that's kind of a lie if it's not, right? There are foreign words on this, so I'm going to say it is true. Where did you acquire? Oh, it's brewed in collaboration with Prairie. That makes sense.
I got it at Benny's.
Okay. This is Spaghetti Western, which, if you're a fan of the FCF network, you may be familiar with a little bit we did on IBWIP that was called Spaghetti Western, in which I played a number of characters, including one arch villain, shit, what was his name? Dastardly Dirk. And he talked like this! Yeah. And I also played Little Bear, who was a wise Indian, but he was this kind of Indian, not that kind of Indian that you were thinking of. It was a joke.
I get it.
Yeah. And I believe I also played a space pimp once they somehow went. They turned from a Western into a space odyssey. It happens. So this is Spaghetti Western. I'm going to save a little in the bottle so you can try it. I'm not giving you too much.
Head just it looks
a little dab
good.
Will do you. But this is an Imperial Chocolate Coffee Stout, 8.7%. And it's imported by the Shelton Brothers of Belchertown, Massachusetts. And that's a fun town.
I've never been to Belcher, Massachusetts.
Belchertown. It just sounds like my kind of town.
Yeah.
They would definitely love the Drunken Lullabies drinking game. You're falling behind, Freckles.
I was too, but that's tasty. That's tasty.
It's pretty good.
So Benny's is just in Bloomington right now. I wish we would get one in Peoria.
I've heard a lot of talks of them getting one in Peoria eventually.
Really?
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Friar Tuck, but I'd rather have a Benny's.
Right. We used to get like Beverage Dynamics, like Market Magazine at Broadway, and I'd read it. They had a big write-up on Benny's, and they mentioned looking at a Peoria location in there, but that was like 2 years ago.
This guy, the governor here. The governor. Fun little fact, his name, which I'm trying to remember how to pronounce it.
Mel Brooks.
No, shut up. That's who's playing him, but like the character's name.
Oh,
Governor Lepetamine?
Yeah, Lepetamine.
He's actually named after a popular turn-of-the-century French performer, Joseph Pujol, whose stage name was Lepetamine. Pujol was famous for his remarkable control of the abdominal muscles, which enabled him to inhale air into his rectum and expel the air upon command, farting at will. His stage name combines the French verb péter, which means to fart, and the suffix main, which means maniac, which translates to fart-a-maniac. The profession was also referred to as a flatulist, a fartiste, or a fartour. He told stories punctuated with flatulence, demonstrated his ability to blow out candle flames from 2 feet away with his back turned, and would perform popular songs.
Howard Stern would love him.
Yeah, so basically the governor's name is William Fartamaniac.
And people would pay to go see this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Simpler times.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I didn't want to not mention that when I was doing research on the movie. No. I found that quite interesting.
That's awesome. I'm glad you found that out.
He's got no pants on.
The little things that escape you nowadays is just like,
Yeah.
Now, what's her job in the cabinet here?
He has sex with her.
Oh, okay.
What'd they call Monica Lewinsky? Just intern? That's what we're
She's an intern. She's an intern.
I was trying to tell if I recognize her from anything. He's going to use him as a pillow. Why is he cross-eyed, though? That's an exclamation I need to use more often. Holy underwear. Harumph. So he's always got a cameo or a small role in all of his movies for the most part. Like Hitchcock would always just put himself in the background.
Yeah.
So it was almost like a Where's Waldo. Like you would just see him pop up at some
Shyamalan,
point.
Shyamalan.
Like
he's M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, exactly. He rarely had speaking parts. He would just walk a dog in the background or something like that. But Mel Brooks, when you're writing all this, you got to give yourself at least a little bit to to enjoy doing. And I mean, he's got comedic chops, obviously, being on camera.
You guys ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He makes some cameos. He's got some cameos in there.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that supposed to be coming back?
Yeah. I'm super excited.
We were talking, I'm in this Big Brother pool with a couple of the other people from the SCF network. Let's try this, Kevin and Steph. It's now my goal. I'm gonna mention every show on the network, give them a plug.
There you go.
So I'm on a roll so far. It's just happened naturally. But they're doing a celebrity Big Brother coming up soon. And they were like, who would you like to see in the house? And one of them I came up with was Larry David. I think he would be hilarious
that would be cool.
in the
I've
Big
never
Brother
really
house.
I've watched Big Brother that much.
just him having to deal with other people, and you can watch it.
What are you doing?
He would lose his mind, and it would be hilarious to see. What do you think? What are you drinking? Oh, okay. Not in the ear. Oh, what are they doing?
Having sex.
In the ear?
Yeah.
Is that how they do it in that town?
It's cross-eyed again.
He is drunk.
I think that's his O-face. There's another euphemism to add to the catalog. Walking the parapet. Does that count as a drink?
That's what I was just wondering.
Right.
Because it's only half the word. What's he doing in the background there?
Ketamine sounds like some kind of drug that you would...
Yeah, well, that's like not ketamine. Like, it's like, isn't that a horse tranquilizer?
That it is.
Yeah. Petamine, it's a, yeah, petamine, it's a fartier like, version.
All right. You boof it, like right up your butthole. Kids nowadays are freaking out of control.
He's trying to make his eyes go back to normal. So that we all can agree this is a movie that would not be able to be made.
Oh, no, absolutely right now, not.
Unless no. Trey Parker and Matt Stone were somehow involved.
I wish they put out another movie or do something. They're... South Park, I know that they got a new season coming up, I think.
Yeah. I haven't watched the last couple. It was it was still good and still, you know, very topical. I mean, they turned those shows out in like a week to stay relevant. Crazy. But yeah, I haven't watched it in a little while.
I know there was a South Park video game that just came out.
Really?
And that, what the hell's
it called? I still crack up over the ones that I saw like freaking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like it's, they hold up.
So there we go. He's got the badge. He is the sheriff. What do you think of his clothes there? It's a nice little jumpsuit.
I think you could pull it off.
It matches his horse.
Like, this kind of reminds me of Django a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not the same idea, but, like, you know, it's... When that movie came out, there was definitely some controversy
surrounding it. Does that count Basie?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Oh, yeah, obviously.
There it is.
Yeah. But the fact that I recognized him by his face before they even panned back...
Yep.
I took classes in college and studied jazz and...
Yeah.
All that. It was called The History of American Music because everything else we stole.
Yeah.
It was blues and jazz. Yep, that's American music. Larry Harms, was he your instructor?
Oh, yeah, that's who I had. Larry.
Yeah. Larry's, he was funny.
Big piano player guy, yeah.
Yeah, played sax in a jazz quartet. We would go see him play sometimes at like the Jumer's Lounge.
Yeah.
He'd come in hungover.
I just saw him a few weeks ago. We went to see Railroad Earth on the riverfront, and there's a big lightning storm that night, so they kind of, like, postponed it an hour. So we went down to Rhythm Kitchen, which I haven't been down there in a while. It was, like, on a Friday night.
It's been a while?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I used to go there on, like, open mic nights with a few buddies and play.
Yeah.
But,
we saw, I can't even remember what that guy's name was. We went to Rhythm Kitchen once, and...
Oh, I don't remember.
It was some kind of... I was expecting it to be more jazzy.
I feel like
jazzier.
Such an adult when I go there now.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, I'm an adult now. Like, look at this. Like, all these other adults out. Like, I was not drinking that night. I actually ordered a coffee, and, like, the lady looked at me, and she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm an adult now. Fucking give me my coffee. I know it's 8 o'clock. I can handle it.
Yes. But yeah, it was a little more, it wasn't quite as jazzy as I was expecting it to be.
Oh man, when I went there,
I was kind of bummed.
There's this guy.
I know you love the funk.
Oh, he was blowing up this flute. I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang. Yeah, that's cracking me up.
Jazz flute, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a nod to the comedy duo Laurel and Hardy.
Ah. Ooh. Yep.
Does that count?
That's what would happen. People just fall out of their chair and be like, what?
Yeah.
They're all mouth agape. I mean, it's a nice gesture, this big welcome ceremony.
Yeah, for a white guy.
No, it's even nicer for him. No. So, the studio, when this was made, they didn't find it funny, I guess.
Can you imagine being like an exec and then they bring you this?
They did a screening for it. I don't know if they were expecting it to be a regular Western.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't think they were going to release it. And then Mel Brooks told them he wanted to do another screening, and they did it with employees of the company, and they thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, maybe there's something here. He's holding himself at gunpoint, and these people are just going along with it. And I guess they wanted him to cut a few scenes, and he told them he would, but it was in his contract he had final edit, so he didn't. There was only one thing that he cut out, and it's a line that comes at another scene, and I'll mention it when we get there. But, you want to kill this? Spaghetti Western? There you go, you get a sippy.
Mm.
Not a fan of that one. The chocolate imperial stout, coffee stout. I didn't think you would be, but you at least tried it. That one's more your wheelhouse. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, we'll go back on the IPA train.
Whoop 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 whoop.
This one's from Modern Times. This is thanks to our buddy Juan Lopez. This was canned in June. Still fresh enough for me. I was drinking a tangerine. Shit, what was it? God damn it. Oh, Uinta. It was a tangerine hop nosh. Best before Valentine's Day.
Oh, and we that bought. Last night?
Yeah.
I saw you.
I still drank two of them. I was like, so,
sorry, bud.
Yeah. I usually don't have problems at that place, so...
Right.
I was kind of surprised, because it was weird. We sat down and we were drinking it, and we were both like, this just doesn't taste right. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in the mood for it, because mm-hmm. She bought 2 6-packs, a Stone Go-To, and then that. And she went up to get another beverage, and I was like, I don't want another one of the tangerine ones right now. It just didn't... it just didn't taste good to me for now. And then we just happened to look under the can. It's like, oh, that's why. February. All right, so here we go. Our introduction to the late, great Gene Wilder. Another Mel Brooks favorite. And again, was not the first choice for this role.
I assume that's who you were talking about.
They started filming with a different guy. And he actually had a huge alcohol problem that caused him to have issues with filming. And they had to let him go. And they got Gene to take over. So he was not the original. It's funny that the two leads
Gene Wilder
were both
Richard Pryor.
It would have been Richard Pryor and this other guy. And instead we get Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder. And then Gene Wilder would later go on to do a couple of movies with Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Like See No Evil, Hear No Evil, where they both in Silver Streak.
Yep.
Stir Crazy. So, yeah. Is he your favorite character in this movie?
I think he has the funniest lines. Like this one coming up when he asks him what he likes to do. I love it.
What's your name? Well, my name is Jim, but most people call me
Jim.
Okay, Jim. Since you are my guest and I am your host, what are your pleasures? What do you like to do? Oh, I don't know. Play chess. Well, let's play chess.
I love it.
Checkmate.
Alright, so thanks to Juan, this one is Underworld Dreams. All their cans are very 1970s, like mall shopping center mural style. I dig it.
Kinda reminds me of the Pekin Mall. Something like that, like the orange and yellows and stuff.
So modern times. This beer is vegan, apparently. Oh,
thank God.
Right. I was going to feed this beer some chili later, and now I can't because it's vegan. Well, I'm sorry, Underworld Dreams. You'll just have to eat some chips the hippie brought. You can't have the queso either because that's got cheese in it.
The queso has cheese
in it? It does. It has cheese in it. Oh, okay. He's wanting his show his skills. Now, I could never be a doctor. I don't have the shakes like
that.
He has the shakes for that reason.
I should.
But like, if I haven't eaten in too long, my hands will get really shaky. And I'm just thinking like, these guys do these precise cuts and all. And there's
Doctor Strange?
No fucking way.
Did you see Doctor Strange?
Oh, I did.
It's great.
Yeah. It's now on Netflix.
I wasn't really familiar with the whole like, how he kind of, you know, the whole backstory, but watching the movie, I was like, man, it was, and visually, it was a great
movie. No, visually, it was, when I saw the preview, I was just like, oh, it's the inception of superhero movies, and Freckles and I, we went and saw it on a date night, went to, Sunnyland? Because we drank at McMahon's, and I was bummed because it wasn't a WWF-themed bar. I was expecting it to be full of wrestling stuff. I think that's a concept somebody needs to adopt.
There you go.
I know 350 is doing its fair share with the wrestling playing in the bar.
How was that anniversary party, by the way?
Dude, it was great.
Was it?
Fantastic time. I just did a huge picture dump on the Facebook page today. The bands were all great. Got two good episodes. Got to watch sound checks of Face to Face and Real Big Fish.
Right.
I helped set up the green room for them. And yeah, it was just a good time. And I got to drink for free all day. And I got to go to the show for free. So you can't beat that.
Right.
No, it was a great time. And I can't wait to see who Todd is going to book for next year. That's going to be a fun time. If you missed it, you definitely need to go to next year. So be on the lookout for 350 Fest 4.
Or their beers. Search for or spot. Their beers. I've had some of their beers. They're pretty solid.
One, they don't have distro right now. You have to go there. You have to get an Insanity can.
I'm trying to think.
Crowler or a growler fill.
It's Tinley Park, right?
Tinley Park.
So, I mean, yeah, if you're going to a concert, why
it's not? It's a mile away.
Exactly.
That's where you go to pregame.
My brother's girlfriend helped her move, and we went there for lunch like one day. It was solid.
Yep.
I was pretty surprised.
They got a good thing going there. They actually just had a show go on sale yesterday, a special acoustic performance. Dan from the Alkaline Trio is going to do a solo acoustic performance there. They're going to have some beer and whatnot. It was limited to like 100 and some people. Sold out in about a half hour. All the tickets were gone. So those people are going to get a cool-ass show in a couple weeks. I'm jealous I don't get to go, but I have to work that day, and there's no way I could make it up to Chicago in the amount of time the show starts. So. What are they drinking? You're the bourbon guy.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, I had a bed that my grandfather made me that looked like a covered wagon. My room was Western themed.
That sounds awesome.
I had like the big metal keys.
Yep.
I had like those up on the wall. I had pictures of horses and stuff everywhere.
Native American scalps.
Definitely. I mean, what?
Makes sense.
I had blankets that had smallpox on them. but no, my grandpa made this bed, and it was just a very bulky, sturdy wood bed. And it had these posts that had a metal brace, and it had a cover that went over it, and we removed that as I got older because I started using the pillars as turnbuckles, and I would do Superfly Jimmy Snuka splashes and Macho Man elbow drops off of those posts onto my pillows. But yeah, I had a covered wagon bed for years.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, look who it is.
Mel Brooks.
Again. And he speaks Yiddish.
Yeah, as a Native American.
Laws and gay! Top the walk. It's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I beg us in. They darker than us.
And the rest is history. Impressed? Always like to keep my audience riveted.
That's like a Bugs Bunny move.
Yeah,
you know, like breaking the fourth wall and... Ain't I a stinker?
This is...
Knock on the barbed wire before entering. Oh, yeah, we gotta have the sound up for this.
This is actually the first beans. Movie
yes.
to have...
Farting in
farting
it.
Farting in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah. And right? This is a scene that my dad always talked about.
Yeah.
It seems like a scene your dad would talk
about. Yeah. And it came about... Mel Brooks said because they would watch these westerns and they're always eating beans and drinking coffee and they're like they have to fart all the time. I mean,
there's definitely some activity going
on. We deal with it with the beer we drink, you know. And so yeah, it's just that's Slim Pickens, not Slim Whitman. He was in Dr. Strangelove, I think.
What was he?
The Kubrick movie. He's the guy that rides the bomb.
Down. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's him. Oh, you mean George Kasopoulos?
Yep. The animal.
Alex Karras, former football player and star of TV's Webster.
I forgot he was in Webster. That makes
sense. Yeah, I did.
Mam and George.
Yeah.
They adopted the small black child when his teammate died. I loved that show. I have season one on DVD over there.
Do you really?
I do. And then Mongo, later, that was Steve McMichael's nickname.
Okay.
Of the 85 Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And later became a wrestler for WCW. And then he got divorced from his wife, and she married Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I just listened to, because you guys did Detroit Rock City.
It has not come out yet, but
I
yes.
I listened to that one.
No. If you have, I'd like to know how, right. Because we recorded it in Nashville 2 weeks ago.
It makes me
and it hasn't come out yet.
Because the one guy, the older brother, is like, hey, is it Chongo?
Chongo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
that's...
Chongo.
That is...
Don't try to run. He's all state and track.
My cousin, Steven, that's his nickname. It just... He randomly got called Chongo once, and I was like, oh, that's gonna stick. I'm making that stick. So he's programmed in my phone as Chongo.
That's awesome.
I don't know if anybody else calls him that, but we in the family do.
Calvin Kramer, shout out. I in my phone
Cosmo.
He's Cosmo in my phone.
He'll be here a little bit later.
Yeah.
He did find a ride.
I was talking to
Chef Kyle is gonna pick him up.
Chef Kyle's got some new digs coming.
I know. Yeah. We just did the episode at the Harvest Cafe not that long ago, and now Kevin
is so bomb. It's just...
Kevin's at Seasons in Morton now, and Kyle is going to be running the new Harvest Cafe in Peoria, in like the Junction City.
Yeah,
it's going to be in my area of Peoria where I work.
It'll be good, you know. Get some more traffic. I mean, Delvin is.
I think so too.
It's good to go over there. And,
yeah.
Traffic's a little bit, you know.
They'll have, I mean, slower. People would travel.
There's a lot in that Junction City
to there, but they'll have a lot more.
And Junction City, that's old time western thing.
It's.
You can go to the Harvest Cafe in Junction City.
As long as they have barbecue Thursday nights, still, damn it.
Well, yeah, you dropped in on the episode and Shemansky and Phil.
Good luck. Yeah, they had some Hand of Fate on tap, I think, that night.
Mm-hmm. We drank it. Our good friends at Hand of Fate. Shout out to Mike and Brandon. Big things coming to them. Oh, she's recovered from being punched.
Her beat down.
Yep. See, I believe it from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was...
Did
this
anybody was all... else have a slightly racist grandparent?
Yes.
Okay. I think we all... We're in that generation to where that's still going. My grandmother called Brazil nuts something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll say it.
Okay. And like just
that always like
flat
like,
out. And I was
kind
like,
of made your
what?
Head turn as a kid. Like,
yeah.
Grandma,
no.
What?
No. That's no. Uh huh.
That laugh there is genuine. That was.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you can. I think you can kind of tell that was a genuine.
Yeah.
Reaction. Here comes Mongo. What do you think, Maxwell? And apparently that's a joke because Mongo Santa Maria was a musician or something.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought... Does anybody else think that guy on the left kind of looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman a little bit?
I could see it.
Like maybe before, right before he died?
I could see it. I just like that he rides a Brahma bull instead of a horse.
Yeah. Oh, and here we go. He punches the horse. Knocks him out. And apparently that's based on a true story.
That really? Is still probably one of the funniest scenes. Like,
yeah. I believe it's Sid Caesar said that that was based on something that happened to him and Mel incorporated it in. That he was somewhere and he punched a horse between the eyes and knocked it down.
That's awesome.
The horse is probably thinking, what the fuck? Nobody's ever done this before.
I've never felt
he's gonna try to punch a horse.
I've never felt the urge to punch a horse. No, I was trying
every time I see a fucking horse.
I wanted to punch a fish when we were in the Gulf of Mexico and they kept leaping out of the water. And I kept telling the kids I wanted to like punch one in midair. I thought that would have been great.
Hell yeah.
Didn't happen. Instead, the kids just got stung by jellyfish.
That's always a good time.
And then you had to pee on my daughter.
We don't need a public I didn't directly pee on her.
Yeah, I know.
But no one else knows.
I was waiting for you to tell the story.
Well, she kept begging me and begging me. I think she just thought it would be cool. I honestly don't think the jellyfish sting hurt her that bad at this point. She just really wanted me to pee on her.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her no. And she kept pushing and pushing, like saying it really hurts.
And so it's going to be a family story now.
Into forever. The truck. And I peed in a cup, and she poured it on her butt.
I've always had to beg for it, too.
Come on.
You're not going to the right places. All right. What do we got here? We'll go with this one. The humor of this movie, it's a little middle brow. Mm-hmm. Slightly high brow, low brow at times, so this is an appropriate choice. For middle brow brewery, which I am not familiar with at all.
I'm not either. Yeah, I saw that one. I just thought it was actually something different.
I'm going to have to look up where they're from because it doesn't even say on here.
I don't remember.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Oh, okay. Brewed for Middle Brow by 1090. Now, 1090 I'm familiar with. They're out of Glenview, Illinois. So this must be a smaller microbrewery in the area that they, you know, maybe did like a ramp up with or something. But this is the Curriculum Vitae or Vital. I'm not sure still which it is, but it is a farmhouse aged in wine barrels with blueberries. So yeah, it's got Brettanomyces, Bruxellensis Seedling Farm Blueberries, and Cabernet Sauvignon Barrel.
Oh.
6.9%. And a portion of the profits from every bottle go to Cure Violence, a Chicago-based international violence prevention program. And we just saw somebody get...
Lord knows.
We just saw a horse get punched, so we can get behind that.
You've seen that logo before, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I have, actually. Yeah. Okay. I think we picked some up in a mix of six at a Benny's in Chicago, actually. Probably in Tinley Park. So, yeah. I just didn't rec the label
on here. Their, it was a little different. Most of their cans
don't look like...
Okay. But in a little nice color, too.
Yeah, definitely. There you go.
Oh, wow. It smells great.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Okay, for middle brow, yeah, I've had the Robin, the Karen.
Yeah,
apparently,
those were just in cans of Hy-Vee. I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
They just have.
They've got like three or four of them at least.
I've just had the beers named out or like weird spellings of girl names. Here we go, Curriculum Vitae. Now, you're the big Saison farmhouse fan of the family, I would say. What do you think of it?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm still on the last one. I just
Still on the Underworld Dreams?
Yeah. It's good. It's definitely got, like, the funk, not,
it's
like, the sourness.
Funk, yeah.
It's good. You got, like, the blueberry.
Lily von Stupp. The Teutonic Titwillow. And this is Madeline Kahn, correct? Star of Clue. She played oh shit.
Why is she powdering her legs?
Because she's supposed to be based on this famous actress or whatever who had nice gams.
Nice gams.
And apparently Mel Brooks, when she auditioned, asked her to raise her dress Because he wanted to see her legs, not because he didn't want to hike up the skirt a little more and show your world to me like Dave Matthews her. Okay. But he needed to see her legs to make sure they could be comparable to the type of character she's playing. And evidently they were, because she got the job. But yeah, she was in... I know she was in the movie Clue. She wasn't Mrs. Peacock. She wasn't Colonel Mustard.
She wasn't?
Professor Plum's a guy.
Princess Plum.
Who's the white lady? Scarlet?
That's the red lady.
That's the red lady.
Not the white lady.
I know. French? Miss French? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I can't think of it either. And I've seen that movie. I used to love that movie when I was a kid.
Steve French is the mountain lion from Trailer Park Boys. I know that's not it.
Steve French.
Steve French.
Miss Scarlet.
She was Mrs. White. Okay. Well, that was obvious.
The white one. What's her name?
And I had no idea, but apparently she died in 1999 at the age of 57. I did not know Madeline Kahn was dead. Well, that's a downer.
Leave it to you.
He was then the goddess of the sun.
And I believe Mel Brooks said this is the dirtiest song he's ever written.
Really?
Is it the right song I'm thinking of?
I mean, it probably is.
I mean, it's all... Do you like your speech impediment?
Yeah.
Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request.
Is she supposed to have a speech impediment?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
This is the I'm Tired song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he called this the dirtiest song he's ever written.
Huh. She's fucking too much. She's taking a nap.
Yeah.
Well, she got Enel Johnson visiting her.
Sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love. From below and above. Tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired.
She doesn't have a traditionally great singing voice.
No. I don't think that's...
But I don't... Yeah, I don't think watch. That's why they're there.
Again and again, they promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming. And always too soon.
And shtup is a Yiddish word.
Yes.
It means to stuff.
Yes.
So.
She's getting stuffed.
Yeah.
Tell me a tax man. Nope. Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet off?
A little flat. A little flat. You're a little pitchy, dog.
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting for this to become, like, outrageously disgusting. How is this?
No,
yeah, I don't know. It's just all double entendres. Yeah.
Oh, well.
But Mel Brooks doesn't write songs like, yo, bitch, I'ma fuck yo shit,
yeah.
You know? So it's dirty for him, I guess. Wait, where did the Nazis come from?
Stayed left.
Springtime for Hitler's the other movie.
Don't you know
That's Von Kaiser from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah, there you go.
He twirls his mustache and then you give him a couple uppercuts.
I don't think Nazism was a thing back then yet. Was it?
I don't know.
No.
Do you think she had to sing for her audition, or they were just like, eh?
We'll show us the legs.
Literally not. Yeah.
She like saying that her pussy's destroyed.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Her labia.
Can we be honest? Like
her labia's in a coma.
Like, yeah. Everything. It's done.
Everything's
it's
prolapsed.
She has clitoritis. What kind of beer do you think they're drinking there?
Swill.
Yeah. It's
very light.
Yeah, very light. Definitely a pilsner.
Looks like he's got a great head on it.
Yeah. This is unheard of.
She sounds like Andre the Giant in Princess.
His mind is right there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
a
little more comfortable.
Bitter, baby.
Anybody want a peanut? Why don't you
loosen your bullets? So does he have to pay since she called him up there? What do you think?
I don't think so.
This is, oh, that was quick. So, this is the scene where there's a line that got cut.
Okay.
That's racist.
That is racist.
Get out of here.
And then the next line was, "Hold on, baby, you're sucking on my arm."
That's the line.
That was the line that got cut out.
Oh man,
it's true. It's true.
That's funny.
So that was the only cut he made.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
it. Is a pretty good line, though. I'm pretty sure that's a prior line.
That is a great line. Yeah.
She's hooked.
Yep.
She got some of that Sheriff D.
Yep. Once you go black.
Well, now I'll go have sex with other people who will pay me.
Yep.
I gave it up for free. Speaking of giving it up for free, this is a free beer for me because you brought it.
Yep.
But I got to cut the wax.
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick.
Yeah, is that something you're really familiar with?
A painful dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to...
It hurts when he pees.
right, this is, I cut through the wax. This is from Epic, which, that's in Utah. No, Denver, Colorado. I knew it was out west somewhere.
It's fitting.
It is fitting. This is their Oak and Orchard, which it's a sour ale that is aged in oak barrels with fruit. The fruit in this one is plum, and it's aged in whiskey barrels. So, it's 7.5%, and this is number 6 in the series. I do like the wax, plum-colored.
It's
appropriate. They also have twine, which the wax is holding that in place. It's a nice little touch. It says, Epic Cellar contains many curiosities and one-of-a-kind beers. These extremely limited sour releases are fruited and aged in oak for months until our brewmaster decides they're at their peak. Each release is unique. See the hang tag for more information.
Hang tag.
So
I've had some of their stouts, but I've never had a sour.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I figured after that that farmhouse, this would be a natural progression, that this would be a good follow-up. Because that last one was, what, blueberries? And now we're going with plum.
Getting a little darker.
Yeah. There's a little in there. I know she's behind, so... And it's also aged in whiskey barrels, so I know you're... No, it's a taste. That's... Okay. Yeah. No, on the nose, I don't really get much of the whiskey barrel at all. And then I'm going to drink it, and it's going to be straight fire. Where'd you procure this one?
Benny's.
Okay.
I get a little bit of it. It's not overpowering.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. There's enough there that you taste it.
Yeah.
It says Utah, Colorado. So they're trying to make me feel like an asshole. I said Utah, and then the bottle said Colorado, but Untappd says Utah, Colorado. They're out of Salt Lake City. So
Salt thank Lake City.
Yeah.
Warm country.
Salt Lake City. What do they know about salsa?
Salt Lake City.
Have you guys seen Book of Mormon?
No.
We were talking about the South Park guys and how they're like the pushers of the proverbial envelope nowadays.
Because they have it up in Peoria, right?
They did, and we went and saw it, and it was fantastic. I laughed my ass off. It's so sacrilegious and not politically correct, and I love every minute of it.
I've been to a Mormon wedding.
Yeah? How was that?
It was terrible.
Yeah?
Well, you're actually not allowed to go to the Mormon wedding.
Oh, it's in secret? Yeah. Like the tablets that nobody's seen?
Yep.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was in Salt Lake City.
I got the golden plates. Sorry, I'm going to break into every Book of Mormon song now.
It was at the temple in Salt Lake City. Went there. They had the wedding inside. And then we went to another building for the reception, which took all of about a half hour.
Really?
Yeah. It was really weird. Flew all the way out there for that.
Are they a family member?
No, a girl I was dating at the time.
You
were friends.
Oh, I thought you were like a girl I was dating at the time got married to a Mormon.
Yeah.
I couldn't go to the ceremony. Yeah. Well, duh. The pieces are coming together.
Yep. She actually didn't know I was there.
And then I brought some beer home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have not been to the land of the Mormons.
It's beautiful.
I got my debit card stolen there.
Fucking Mormons.
There's no black people there, though.
What's that got to do with it? Is that just, you're just saying on the theme
except
of the movie?
Except for one black sheriff in his one
day. Yeah. So we're hoping to do a road trip, like the Route 66 road trip, and drive out to California, and then on the way back hit Utah, Colorado, and make a long go of it. Uh-oh.
I feel like if I ever go to Colorado, which I plan on it, I don't know if I'll be able to come home.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy fun.
Because of the weed or because of the beer?
Oh, I don't smoke.
You can eat it.
That's true.
You can.
I'm pretty sure hippie with a very knowledgeable
I'm pretty sure you there. Can drink it now too. They've got like soda and stuff, like it's insane. They're putting in everything,
so I have to question everything that I buy. I'm in a McDonald's in Colorado. I'm like,
if it's got a green sticker on it, yeah. Throw it up,
bitch. Is this McDouble gonna make me high?
Right.
Oh, just the countryside.
That's where they go after they get high. It's not,
now I understand why it's not on the dollar menu here.
Right? No shit.
The McBake.
Yeah.
Shit.
$20? What? What do you mean, $20?
Oh, you Teutonic twat. That's alliteration.
It is.
It's vulgar alliteration, but it's still alliteration. Because that's not what they called her. They called her the Teutonic...
Titifier or something?
Well, it's like a reference. Teutonic is a reference to her boobs anyway. But yeah, I think it said something.
It's an overstatement.
It is. But they were showcasing her legs, so it was kind of confusing.
Right.
You know, they should have said like gamma... Gamma something. I don't know. I can't. I'm... Whatever. I can't think off the cuff this quick. God damn it. Pugs.
Nitwits. Halfwits.
Hornswogglers.
What?
My favorite.
Bull dykes.
Horn swoggler
and Methodists.
I wonder if that's how the Veil got their name for that Hornswoggle.
Well, Hornswoggle was a wrestling midget in the WWE. Originally, he was called Little Bastard. He was this leprechaun that hid under the ring that came out with Finley. And then later they tried saying he was Mr. McMahon's bastard offspring.
Jesus. Oh, man.
So he was called Little Bastard. And then when WWE went TVPG, they changed his name to Hornswoggle. And then now he got let go, and he's on the indie circuit, and he just calls himself Swoggle, because Hornswoggle is a trademark of the WWE. Wow. So he can't go by that now.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Blake just sent me some YouTube video that it's like these two midgets like rapping. Left cheek and right cheek.
That's their names?
Yeah. One's left cheek, one's right cheek.
What the fuck?
I'll play. I think I still got the link. I'll play it for you guys.
Oh, boy.
I was watching it before I got ready for work, and I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
This is how I spend my life.
I have a feeling a lot of the shit Szymanski sends you could be clarified with that.
It's some weird statement. Stuff.
Hopefully he will show up today. Otherwise, he's too good to join us because he's playing golf.
Right.
So I'm calling you out.
Elitist bastard.
And he probably won't even hear, but... yeah. Hopefully, Beermansky makes it out.
Have you guys had that Hornswoggle beer?
I've had the peanut butter one down at Side Project. Yeah. It was stupid good.
That's what I've heard. I really want.
They got handlebars on their belts. It's supposed to be Jack Nicholson and what's his face from Easy Rider.
Oh,
Henry Fonda.
Yeah, Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda. Yeah, Henry Fonda's a lot older. He was from On Golden Pond, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
Who's the other guy that's... There's three of them.
Dennis Hopper.
Yep.
Maybe that's who it was. It was Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson.
You gonna do Waterworld?
Oh, there's KKK guys. What's that?
Waterworld.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Costner and
he plays the villain. Where you drink your own
pee. He plays the villain.
I've never seen it. I just heard it was horrible.
What? Oh, it's pretty bad, but it's still kind of... It's not
He lively. Said rape twice. No, dear.
Charming.
they're getting all the questionable characters they can find.
Yep.
Spit it out.
Chewing gum online. I hope you brought it up, everybody. I didn't know there was going to be so many.
But That'll teach you. Always have enough gum. Oh. Hmm. What are they going to dress up as? Maybe the Klansmen. Wait, are those guys from, What are they called now? Something nationalist.
Oh, dude.
The white nationalists.
Yeah.
They've got all these, like, new names for stuff.
Where the white women at? That's the line, probably names. The most quoted line from this movie.
Where are the white women?
Yeah. I say it, and I'm white.
Yep. At least they seem like nice Klansmen.
Yeah, have a nice, and he's day. Hiding his hands. This is, Dave Chappelle got his idea for that whole skit. Yeah,
Bigsby,
Clayton, yeah.
Bigsby.
We don't need no stinking budget.
That's a joke that just keeps on going.
UHF?
UHF, it was in that. Yep. Badgers?
We don't need
Badgers?
Stinking Badgers. Yep.
And then that guy got hit by a car and wasn't in the rest of the movie. You heard all about that on Drunk at the Movies UHF. Check it out now, episode 3. Oh.
And now, for my next impression, Jesse Owens.
But wait, Jesse Owens wasn't alive in the Wild West. No. That reference is confusing.
What?
Oh, you all right there?
Yep.
What'd that one taste like?
Was it
plum or blueberry?
It was hard to differentiate.
I've got a blueberry for a daughter. That's a different Gene Wilder movie that'll be on this show. Seriously, when I think of Gene Wilder, yeah, that's
can
what
you imagine letting your kids watch this?
Willy Wonka.
What the fuck?
Love Willy Wonka.
One of my favorite roles of his was in Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
That was pretty good.
Are you fucking deaf? Are you fucking blind? Yes, I'm fucking blind.
All right, I'm checking Facebook now for updates on what's going on with our little bottle share today. Drunkomaniac Donnie has got the beers on ice. He will be heading this way for too much longer for us to do our episode of Drunken Lullabies. Sounds like we may have a full house for that show. We may rotate some people in. It'll be a good time. We got some beers. We got hot sauce.
Yeah, I saw.
Hop sauce.
I've seen he's like razzling some of those off in some groups that I'm in.
Yeah.
Like it's a pretty big deal.
Became friendly with him. He was a regular at co-op.
Really?
And started listening to the show and messaged me. And I'm like, oh, I totally remember you. And that's now cool. We've become friendly. And did you just,
what is he,
did you just make a cuvee? Did you pour both of those in the glass at once?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were getting crazy.
No, but yeah, he's
a hot sauce guy.
He is a hot sauce guy. He's bringing 3 hot sauces that he made.
Oh, he makes it himself.
He makes it himself.
That's killer.
I believe they all have Galaxy hops in them.
Okay.
And a different pepper and like a different fruit or something in
You've
each
had
one.
Some, right? You've
I have
some?
Not. Oh, this okay. is going to be my first time trying them. Freckles is the hot sauce queen. I am not, so
yeah, like,
I'm going to make sure she gets to voice her opinion on them, because mine don't mean shit.
Well, right. Maybe you could ask them what they think would be a good thing to dip in hot sauce to try it. But I was thinking, like,
my
maybe
nuts.
Little...
Everything?
Well,
these nuts.
She puts it on everything.
Something
yeah.
that wouldn't take away from the taste
right.
of the hot sauce.
Like, I don't know if a tortilla chip...
No. It,
yeah. But it's a bland... It's a bland flavor,
yeah,
but it's something you can put it on. I don't know. What do you think, Maximo?
I was thinking like little rolls of turkey or something.
Well, maybe Jake brought a Lunchable. He can put it on his Lunchable.
I put that on the fridge.
Thank you. I forgot all about it.
We can't leave it in there, though. Jackson will be jealous. I don't let him have
it. Oh, it's not making it out past tonight. He will be eating
yeah,
that in a couple hours.
It's not good to
it's
do
delicious.
A bunch of drinking on an empty stomach.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I had a fruit bar.
Yeah, he did have a fruit bar. I witnessed that. So we have a fake town set up here.
There was one similar on the Mackinac.
They had a
really?
Oh for that Jim Conover A local guy made a Western movie. I could have been in it if I had wanted to. They had auditions and stuff, and I saw the finished product, and I'm like, oh yeah, I totally could have been in this. But it kind of does.
It's not that big.
It's funny because they sold it at Walmart for a little while when it first came out.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
And Pekin Gun still sells it, I think.
Really?
Because he...
I knew a few people who were in it.
Yeah.
Like former co-workers of mine and stuff. It's like, oh, there's Loretta as like a server at a restaurant or something.
We went to that movie set one time years ago, and we found a box of porno mags.
Well, that's straight out of the Old West.
What kind of movie was this?
I thought you were supposed to find those in the woods, and they're usually like rain, weathered, and
crinkled.
Yeah, that's where you find your
funny
porn.
Funny thing is they're shooting porn there after they made
the right.
Probably.
Now that I have not heard about being released, and I don't want to know. That might be on the underground
circuit. They're selling it at
Swingers World or Lover's Lounge, whatever that place is called now.
Lover's Paradise?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't frequent that place?
I don't. The only knowledge I have of it is from IBWIP episodes where Blake and Jason and Molly and Jason's brother went in there once, and they said they went in the booths.
Oh, why?
For the experience.
What are the booths?
You go in there and you
They have a Ms. Pac-Man machine in there, too.
What?
Yeah.
So people go and play Ms. Pac-Man?
I don't know. They play Ms. Pac-Man with different parts of their body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No, basically, you get tokens. I've never done this.
Yeah. I've heard from a friend.
You get tokens, and you go back there, and you just watch porn and jerk off. Because you can't do that at home.
The guy...
Oh, my.
The guy there behind the counter told them, don't go to that one. Like, specifically said not to go to a
We had that reserved for a special customer. You cannot... That is his booth.
I don't want to know what he goes on in that retainer. I think it may be his personal room.
Right?
Oh, man.
That's my insane. Masturbatorium. Oh, gross. Right in the heart of Peoria. You can go to the Civic Center and then go to that
Stop
place.
Off for one.
Well, where is it? Players Lounge?
It used to be Swingers World.
Yeah, Players.
Yeah, and like Big Al's is now around the corner from there.
Yeah, you get all horned up at the strip club. You just walk down the street.
And then you go rub your dick on Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, why not?
Damn, look at her curves.
I fucking love this.
She's so round.
She's got that bow on her head.
Eat those ghosts.
Eat those ghosts.
No.
It's a toll booth. $0.10. That's a lot back then, too.
That'll never get old.
Single file. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, Slim Pickens died in 83.
That was before I was born.
He was in 172 movies.
Damn, wow.
Like, the two biggest ones are the ones we mentioned, you know, like this and Dr. Strangelove. Yeah. And then, yeah, he was in several more. I'm trying to see what he was in before he died, if there were any, like, cult classics or anything that...
He wasn't in any after he died?
He was in 5 episodes of BJ and the Bear.
Huh.
Starring half of my 2 dads and a chimpanzee. He was also in Honeysuckle Rose. I believe that's a Kenny Rogers movie. No, Willie Nelson. Sorry, I got my...
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, not Kenny Rogers. I got the wrong country singer. Smokey and the Good Time Outlaws. That sounds like something. And based on the cover of the movie, looks like it's a grindhouse style Western there. Right, Smokey and awesome. The Outlaw Women. So yeah, he would pretty much do any job that paid him from the looks of it. You know, man's gotta make a living.
Why not?
I did forget. He's in another favorite of mine. Which could be featured on this. I would just have to find the right people. Walt Disney live-action movie, The Apple Dumpling Gang.
I love that movie.
Okay, he's in The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Hmm.
I have those on DVD.
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. Yeah. Don Knotts made a shit ton of good Disney movies back in the day. All right, we got another IPA. This one's called Eyelids. This is a double IPA from Vail Brewing Company.
This will be my first beer from Vail.
Yeah, this is... Well,
I'm excited. They're good.
Richmond, beers. Virginia. This is another beer thanks to our buddy Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Yeah. Giving him a shout out. Might be...
Except it's Blake's buddy... Juan, is it?
It is, but now he's Drunkomaniac Juan, and this is the second beer package he has sent to be consumed on the show. So we've had two Drunkomaniacs, Drunkomaniac Tyler from Mississippi, and Juan from Nevada, and I love getting porch bombs. Or box bombs. They're box bombs because we have P.O. Box here. Babe, don't ruin the episode by playing with the dog too much.
He doesn't have his collar on. Okay. We're not playing fetch.
We're not playing fetch. That's still fetch.
Quit trying to make fetch happen.
I won't. All right, so this one... Shit, what was it called? Eyelids?
Eyelids.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just said that.
They've got some crazy names for their beers, though,
it's
too.
It's kind of cool because...
I've already discussed the
whole... Oh, yeah, they pan out, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's modern times.
Yeah, it gets weird here.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't know how to end it, so Mel Brooks was just like, fuck it.
And apparently this guy standing outside the gates wasn't supposed to be there, and they kept trying to shoo him away, and he wouldn't.
So, I'm not leaving. So I'm in this movie.
They somehow tracked him down and like got him to sign a release, and they just left him in the movie.
Nice.
Oh, Dom DeLuise.
Yep. I love this part.
No, they're called Sally's.
Watch me. I knew it.
What?
You know I'm a push. Two in the French mistake. Voila.
Oh, he screwed it up. This is hopped equally and excessively with some of our favorite Southern Hemisphere hops, Nelson and Enigma, as well as some rad American varietals that we've been digging lately. Lemon Drop and Mosaic, Bright Lemon Peel, Fresh Grapefruit Flesh, Musty White Wine, Subtly Dank, and V-Soft, one of our favorite new double IPAs.
I really like it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, this is your first Vail. I've had a few. 8.5.
Okay.
It's a double.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay. I know I've had...
But this is going to take us home for the episode. Mm-hmm. So I'd say this is a pretty solid lineup. We had six solid beers.
I think so.
Didn't get too crazy.
Started hazy, ended hazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We wrapped it back around. A full three sort. Is that Judge Reinhold?
That's what I've always wondered, but I don't think
I don't think it is, but it kind of looked like him. It looked like Judge Reinhold and Gene Wilder's love child. Miserable pansy. Dude in the background was just like fixing his hat.
This is a fucking hobo top.
And Mongo is carrying somebody around. Oh, and Hitler.
Where's Hitler?
In the commissary. He's got a big nose for Hitler, right?
It's a Jew,
yeah,
Hitler.
Exactly.
Do you talk about that was on purpose?
Just a bit. Just a bit.
Hey, be like, Chef Mom, YRD. I got a new job.
Yeah.
Be like, who are you playing this?
Hitler.
And now we got a pie fight. There's Tarzan.
Yep. Now when everybody starts running out the gate.
Why'd she have a beret on?
Hitler's in the background. Yeah.
Just Zig Heiling in the background. Good Lord.
But when they all start running out the gate, you'll notice one person trips, and it looks like it hurts real bad.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of stop, like they weren't told what to do.
Oh. Pedley Lamar wants no part of that nonsense.
Too bad.
No.
He got some.
He's in whiteface.
Right here.
Somebody biffs, you said?
Oh, yeah. They eat it hard. I think it's on the right side of the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally took a curb to the shin right there.
But it'll pan over and you see them, they're just kind of, they quit running.
Is that the guy you're talking about?
It could have been.
He looked way out of place.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He, like, they shoot him off and he came back. I think he was foreign or something, so they just left him in. But yeah, this is a really weird ending for the movie. And I guess apparently at some points in this, it says Blazing Saddles. It said Black Bart originally, and there's posters that still say Black Bart.
Oh, really?
In the background, because that's what the movie was still called at the time of shooting.
Correct.
So we'll look for it here somewhere. Oh, yeah, right there in the back.
Yep.
Black Bart.
That's it.
It's not really a poster, but...
Okay, so do you know the story behind that?
Yeah, he got sued.
Yeah, that's why they had to keep...
Yeah, they make a joke about some lawsuit, but the lawsuit came after the movie was actually done. So it was kind of fiction writing itself there. This is so meta.
Yeah, it really is.
For the 70s. I feel like that's more of a current thing now, mm-hmm. where... Okay, Lamar. Go be a guy.
Wait. I'm alone. He was raising that.
Is that Anthony Hopkins sitting in a box back there?
What?
Oh, right in the junk.
Wow, you shot the bad guy. Well, what do you want to do now?
It's underlined the D and L.
Gee, I sure hope there's a happy ending. I love a happy ending.
Not a very packed house there.
No.
And now we're back to the
movie.
Yeah,
it's so, so weird.
Needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets.
That crazy bum there, he just reminds me of the coach in Waterboy. It's like friends with Sandler. He's like, bad,
you like to see homos naked.
Everybody know that.
Goddamn, boy.
They didn't say Bart in the caption.
Right, yeah.
Mongo said. He gone.
He gone.
They're sad to see him go now. All those N-words later.
But he still got the popcorn.
Yeah, right? Did he cut a hole in the bottom of it? That old trick.
That old trick. Never fails. Nowhere special.
I always wanted to go there. Thank God he did do that at Star Wars, hippie.
Come on. Be like, hey, you guys want to try some of this popcorn? It's
I got some Bourbon County and some popcorn that's sitting really right good. On my lap.
Trying to get you guys all liquored up.
So we wouldn't, as if we wouldn't notice.
Oh my.
I'm pretty sure there's a penis in this popcorn.
And they ride off into the sunset.
All right. Well, Jake, thanks for suggesting this title.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah, there's their car, because they're not going to...
They're not actually...
Yeah, they're not actually going to ride off into the sunset. So, Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder get in their car and... Off they go, and there go the horses.
There it is.
No horse punching in this scene.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to our little drunken commentary of Blazing Saddles. It's, there you go. I would say it was a successful drunk at the movies. We drank 6 good beers. Thanks again to the suppliers of these beers, Hippie, Jake, and Juan. Juan, that's a Wild West name.
It is.
Right? Well, hopefully, you guys enjoyed this as much as we did. You were drinking along, playing the unfortunate N-word drinking game. That will never be brought into play again in any other episodes of this show, to my knowledge, unless we do Django, maybe.
Right.
But that's not the only other word. It'd be insane. The only other one that has that word.
I can't remember
that
how many they said they said it, like, but they said it a lot.
A lot. Those end credits plow through fast. Usually I've got like minutes to wrap this up, but those end credits lasted about as long as most of Lily von Stupp's suitors. And we have a Hrothgar in the window. So Hrothgar, we're going to wrap this up now. And this is the voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. Maximo, shut the fuck up.
Peace and out.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.